From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The new acting U.S. FBI director is set to testify within the hour before a Senate Intelligence Committee as the fallout continues over the firing of James Comey, who headed the agency. Comey was leading the investigation into the Trump campaign's possible collusion with Russians in the meddling of last year's presidential election when he was abruptly let go. The White House said Comey was fired because of his handling of the Clinton email investigation in July of last year. On Wednesday, Trump explained Comey's firing this way.
Why did you fire Director Comey?
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
Meantime, Russia is calling President Trump's meeting with the country's top diplomat on Wednesday extremely positive. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters Thursday that Russia has cautious optimism about the prospect of improving relations with the United States, but also that there is still a lot of work to do. South Korean President Moon Jae-in's office said Thursday he plans to send a delegation to Beijing to discuss North Korea's nuclear program and China's concerns about a U.S. missile defense system being deployed in South Korea. The leader spoke by phone a day after Moon was sworn in to replace ousted Park Geun-hye. Moon's spokesman said the presidents agree on the common goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, and that Moon understands China's concerns about the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, designed to help protect South Korea in case of a North Korean missile attack. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. At least 8 people were killed and several injured Thursday following a moderate but shallow earthquake in China's northwest. The quake, registering 5.5 in magnitude, struck a mountainous area bordering Tajikistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. At a conference in London on Somalia Thursday, leaders said the country needs international support for its reconstruction and stabilization plans to prevent a slide back into anarchy. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is reportedly calling for another $900 million for the drought-stricken Somalia. Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, said his country also needs a robust economic program.
Most importantly, I will take measurable steps to unleash the great potential of my people to develop their own country and to do what they know best, trade and commerce. I strongly believe that trade is the surest way to reduce poverty and generate mass employment.
The president also predicted his government will defeat the militants that are disrupting security in his country within the next few years, but called for the total lifting of an arms embargo in Somalia so the army has the firepower to defeat al-Shabaab. The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator told the Irish Parliament on Thursday a deal could be struck with Britain under the right conditions.
If we put things in the right order, if we negotiate with mutual respect, without any kind of aggressivity and no naivety, if we are open to finding solutions, there is no reason why our strong Europe cannot maintain a strong relationship with the UK.
Meantime, European leaders warned British Prime Minister Theresa May over her expectations over a swift trade deal as they gathered recently in Brussels to discuss the Brexit talks. In Venezuela, more anti-government protests aimed at socialist President Nicolas Maduro Wednesday turned violent. At least one person was killed as protesters lobbed bottles at security forces who responded with tear gas and water cannons in the capital, Caracas. The Libyan Coast Guard has intercepted hundreds of migrants jammed on wooden boats and returned them to Tripoli after warning a ship preparing to take them to Europe. Coast Guard Colonel said Wednesday he received a distress call from the vessel north of Sabratha, about 19 nautical miles from shore, carrying 300 migrants. Libya has become the main departure point for migrants hoping to reach Europe by sea. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.